Flying Cool Tech, March 24, 2006.
You're listening to Blind Cool Tech, the podcast for blind people about blind people. It's fun, it's entertaining, it's educational, it's Blind Cool Tech. And now, here's your host, Larry Skutkan.
We're at the booth of, what is the name of it? What was the name of your company?
Sonil.
Spell it for me.
S-O-N-E-I-L.
Okay. All right. And we have a PDA here. Or it's actually a full-fledged Windows computer with a Braille keyboard. We're about to get a demo.
Okay.
Here comes another dog.
Okay. Now,
and will you pet the dogs for us?
We'll be recording you for for broadcasting.
What's that?
You'll be recording.
Is it okay if I record you for a podcast
I'm
doing? Okay, cool. What's your name?
My name is Lynette.
I'm Larry.
Hi.
And this is Jake.
What kind of dog is he?
He's a lab and golden.
Okay, I have a yellow lab.
Oh, do you? Guide dogs?
Yes, sir.
Oh, where from? Okay, nice. So, we're doing a podcast called Blind Cool Tech.
Okay.
And I just want to tell people that we've been really interested in note takers, and you have a machine here that is actually runs Windows XP and has a Braille keyboard, Braille display on it, and you're running JAWS with Eloquence.
Yes.
Okay, one of my first questions when I saw this was, how do you access, like, the escape key and the tab? Is it cords? Like,
okay, can I give you an orientation?
Yeah.
That would be great.
Okay.
Yeah. In fact, you can demonstrate. Why don't you go ahead and demonstrate?
Okay, so right here at the bottom, you've got your Braille keyboard, or your Braille display, I'm sorry. Above that, you've got your routing cursor buttons, which also double as function keys. We have a couple of extra keys on the keyboard, and we try to emulate a regular QWERTY keyboard as much as possible.
Yeah.
So above that, we have the space bar.
Right.
And to the left of the space bar is your Alt key, and to the right is your Control.
Okay.
Then you've got the six Braille keys, which are standard.
Right.
And we also have dot 7 and 8, like we have on the Braille note.
Right.
Dot 8 is Enter, and if you press it with any other key, it's Insert. And dot 7 is backspace, and if you press it with any other key, it doubles as Shift.
Oh, okay.
And then, if you go up to the very top, and the left, you have your escape key, your power button, which is nice because it's not actually a switch, like you have on a lot of other note takers.
Yeah, so it'll shut Windows down gracefully.
Yes. Well, you go through your start menu to shut Windows down like you would with a normal computer. But if you're carrying it, I find that, like, if I'm carrying my Braille note or note taker in my bag, in my briefcase, sometimes it switches on because it just has that little toggle switch, right?
Right.
So it switches on, and then you you lose battery life, or, you know, you might accidentally erase some of your work. You never know what can happen.
Okay.
So after the power button, you've got a little round button, and what that is for is if you want to use one of the cursor buttons as a function key.
Okay.
And all you do is you just press that button down. You don't have to hold it, just give it a little push. And you have 15 seconds to use one of the cursor buttons as a function key.
So you just get F1 through 4?
Yep.
Okay.
Or
5?
12?
Yeah.
12 function keys? Yeah, so you got 12. You actually have 20, so you could assign other keys.
Okay. Alright.
Then you have your cursor cross.
Right, with a one in the middle.
In the middle, you've got your tab key.
Oh, tab. I was thinking that'd be Enter. Okay.
And after that, you've got two keys that have not been assigned yet.
Okay.
And then you have your delete key.
Way in the top right is the delete.
That's correct.
And these are rubbery feeling keys, just to let people know. And then there's wheels on the left and right side of the Braille display, too.
Yeah, they're like the, I think Freedom Scientific calls them the Wizzy wheels.
Yeah.
We don't have a name for them yet. I just call them the scroll wheels.
Okay, and you can press in on them.
Yeah.
What does that do?
That just toggles them. I don't really use the left one that much because I'm right-handed.
Yeah, and when you get to the end of the line, you just scroll down.
You just scroll down. So if you press it in once, you can scroll through the whole document with it. If you press it in again, it'll just go a line.
Oh, okay.
And then you have to use the left one to scroll down another line. So you can, you know, you can use the right one. It's good for people that are right-handed. Or, you know, you could do the same thing with the left one for people who are left-handed.
Yeah.
And just scroll through the document. Instead of, you know, using the right one to go left and right, and the left one to go up and down the line.
Yeah.
But you can also reprogram that with JAWS.
Okay. Well, and we should point out, too, this is kind of a neat feature where every fifth routing key is bigger than the rest, so it's real easy to orient yourself.
It's easy to count, yeah. Instead of having to go 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, you know you're in Internet Explorer and you want your links list.
So to Alt-Tab, I would hold down the left of the spacebar in the middle of the cursor pad?
Yes.
Is that right? And what is this device called?
It's called the DUO-V20.
Like DUO?
Yes.
Alt-Tab, Friday.txt-Alt-Tab.
Down arrow. Okay, now is this written in grade 2?
It's written in grade 1.
Okay.
It shows up as grade 2. We don't have the reverse translation table yet. So you can't write in grade 2 and then have it convert itself to text.
Oh, okay.
But you can write in grade 1 and have it show up as grade 2.
Okay. Gosh, what are you going to do about being able to type in grade 2? That's kind of a sticky issue, isn't it, with speech? And
yeah, it is sort of a sticky issue. I mean, I guess it all depends on what you're going to use it for. Here we have, it's an inner red keyboard, and it folds up.
Oh, a regular QWERTY
keyboard. And, yeah, it's a regular QWERTY keyboard because the unit supports infrared and Bluetooth.
Okay.
And USB, and as a matter of fact, we have a QWERTY keyboard hooked up to the USB port here.
Okay.
So, you can use a QWERTY keyboard if you are faster typing on it, and you know you're just more familiar with it.
Okay.
But we will have the translation tables in place by the time it ships.
Wow, are you shipping when?
In the third quarter of this year.
And what's the price on it?
It's $59.95.
And are you going to make a model without a Braille display?
Yes, we are. That'll probably be about
$1,000. Okay. Wow.
That's my demonstration.
Yeah, better get you a real copy.
Yeah, I know.
And of course, it'll just run Windows just as well, right?
That's correct. I mean, yep. Okay. Right now, we've just tested it with JAWS. It's just a matter of writing some Braille drivers for Windows and HAL and any other screen reader.
It's Bluetooth and Wi-Fi?
Yes, well, Wi-Fi is optional.
Okay.
But I would imagine most people will want it because Wi-Fi seems to be the popular standard nowadays.
And what would you say the dimension? I mean, it looks like a thick paperback book, really.
Yeah.
Do you know the numbers on the dimensions? You're in for a day, then.
I know. It has a battery life of approximately 6 hours.
Okay.
And we're hoping to get that up to 8.
All right.
Okay, so the dimensions are 17.5 centimeters by 10 centimeters.
Oh, man.
By 4.5 centimeters, and that is 7
good.
Inches by... I know.
We're American, sorry.
That's okay. You know what? I was raised on the metric, but I actually understand some imperial metrics better. So it's 7 inches by 4 inches by 1.75 inches.
Wait a minute. It's wider than 4 inches, isn't it? Maybe not. That seems bigger than 4 inches. Hmm. 7 by 4 by what?
1.75. So 1 3/4.
That is nice. Very nice. So let's see. control escape is how you would get to the start menu, I guess, right?
Control escape, start menu, Windows catalog, to navigate, press up down arrow, double, Windows update, double, set program access and controls, test, program sub menu, key. 802.11 Microsoft Web Publishing Sub, Microsoft Visual Studio 6.0 Sub Menu.
Are you a developer?
No, I'm just a reader.
Windows Studio Sub Menu C, Charles 50 Sub Menu J, Windows Mixer W, Windows Media Player W, Remote Assistance R, Windows Media Player W.
So, wow, that's some interesting possibilities. Windows Media Player and protected WMA. Oh, can I hear him? Let's see. Yeah. Oops. I'm rubbing the headphone. There's the headphone. How do you turn it up? How do you turn it up? Oh, you gotta go through the. That's all right. I don't need it. I'll just plug the speaker back in. I'm just wondering. It'd be kind of nice to have a knob on there or something, wouldn't it? Where you could just do it.
Yeah.
Well, all right, Lynette. Thank you very much. That is most impressive.
Thank you.
And you sometime third quarter, huh?
That's right.
All right. Well, you take care. Nice talking to you.
Six gig
hard drive, you say?
That's right.
Okay.
You've been listening to Blind Cool Tech, the podcast for blind people about blind people and issues with Larry Skutkan.
Okay.
To contact Blind Cool Tech, leave a comment on the audio line at 206-984-9203. Email us at blindcooltech@gmail.com or visit us on the web at blindcooltech.com.